preschool age children who are actively involved in grocery shopping and helping to make those choices are more likely to have a healthy diet, such as eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Today we're here with the Family Resiliency Center's Sprouts program, an interactive curriculum which seeks to increase awareness and knowledge of healthy routines, like healthy eating habits or sleep patterns that can be implemented in daily life. So we're here with Sprouts Food Groups and Shopping lesson number 2 in the curriculum. Can you tell us a little bit about this lesson, what we can expect and why it's important?
Definitely. So we know from the research that nutrition knowledge is linked to dietary behaviors, and especially learning about the food groups and My Plates. And parents in particular have indicated that using My Plate is an easy way to communicate with their preschool age kids about how to make food choices. And those food choices are related to having a balanced meal that covers all the food groups and talking about My Plate categories and making sure that you have a balanced meal and an overall balanced diet. And research, including work done here at the Family Resiliency Center, suggests that preschool age children who are actively involved in grocery shopping and helping to make those choices are more likely to have a healthy diet, such as eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
And what activity will the kids be doing in this lesson?
Yeah, so in the Sprouts lesson, we talk about how kids have helped with grocery shopping in the past. And then we emphasize new ways to get involved, like making a grocery list or finding and choosing items in the store and then helping them carry the items from the store back into the home. So building on this, we talk about making choices to build a healthy, balanced meal that hits each food group category. With this, we introduce the USDA My Plate and talk about all the positive benefits of foods from each group. So the interactive activity includes shopping and a pretend store to choose foods from each group to make a balanced meal. Then the lesson wraps up with a book about Jack and the Hungry Giant and how Jack makes a balanced meal for the giant using My Plate.
So there's 3 big components. So they have the lesson, and then they have the interaction, and then they have an element in the program that kind of ties it all together, and that's in the book to kind of encompass this whole learning experience for the kids.
Yeah, so we hope that, you know, talking about these healthy habit topics in these number of different ways will really help kids.
And what are some tips after this lesson, after the kids leave? Any tips you can recommend that can help bring this lesson from the classroom into the family home?
So really continuing that conversation about the food groups and My Plate into the home is great, and maybe talking about your favorite foods and which food groups they fall into.
And then another thing is when you're actually shopping, you can identify the food groups of the items that you buy and before you put into the cart. And you can do the same when planning meals or making the grocery list or unpacking foods at home.
This podcast featured Sprouts curriculum developers and researchers at the Family Resiliency Center, Dr. Carolyn Sutter, and doctoral student Elizabeth Villegas. If you have more questions about this Sprouts lesson or the Sprouts Growing Healthy Habits curriculum in general, more information can be found at go.illinois.edu/sprouts. The Sprouts curriculum is part of the Family Resiliency Center, a transdisciplinary research center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I'm your host, Ryan Monahan. Thanks for listening.